Trent. How'd you do?
Great. Ta-da!
What?
Check it out, huh? Isn't it the coolest maze you ever saw?
Trent!
What's wrong with it?
Nothing, except that you were supposed to be working on the chart.
I was?
Yeah, that's what we agreed to before we split up. You do the chart and I'd work on the maze. See, here's the one I made.
Oh, it's nice, but I thought you said I'd be great at making the maze.
I did, but weren't you listening to the rest of it? I said I know you'd be great, but I'd like to give it a try if it was okay with you. And you said that was fine.
Oh, I guess I missed that part.
I guess so. I don't know what we're going to do with two mazes. Unless there's a maze store that needs to be restocked.
Yeah, funny. A maze store, huh.
And here we are at Trent DeWitt's amazing maze store that has swept the country with its popularity. Trent, tell us, how does it feel to impact people's lives so greatly? Millions of citizens have signed a petition to make you the next president.
Well, all I ever wanted to do is make the world a better place. Now, it started out with a simple quest of excellence in rodentry. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hello, Earth to Trent. Are you listening to me?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I am, of course. Heard every word.
So that's okay with you?
Of course, yeah. I'll take care of it, Liz. Yep. Excellence in rodentry.
Okay, and our next round is Little Known Facts. The score is now Eugene 29 and Connie with 26.
I'm winning.
Oh, look at that. I forgot to carry the one. You both have 29.
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's still anybody's game. I always wanted to say that. First question goes to Eugene. What piece of office equipment does Connie have a fear of?
Staplers.
Connie, Eugene created what type of unsuccessful ice creams?
Green bean and radish.
Correct.
I object. I'd hardly say they were unsuccessful. They were packed with vitamin C.
According to Connie, an unforgivable crime is...
A plaid shirt with a polka dot tie.
Correct. Connie, in his first love poem to Katrina, Eugene likened her to what?
A Pentium processor.
What size pants does Connie wear?
28.
What?
27.
I wear a 6.
Oh, well, women's sizes must work differently. I was basing my assumption on the fact that I wear a 27 and your waist appears only slightly larger.
What? You think I'm bigger than you?
Well, only by an inch or two.
Okay, now, see, this is what I'm talking about. Every year around my birthday, I must mention my size at least a dozen times, and you still don't notice.
Yeah, she even mentions it in her newsletter.
And I can't believe you think I'm bigger than you.
Okay, moving
well, wait,
on.
Wait a minute. I have a measuring tape in my briefcase. We can measure to
no,
see who's actually correct.
No, I don't want to measure.
Okay,
measure.
No.
How can you say that my estimate is incorrect?
Oh, you are so insensitive,
me?
Eugene.
Insensitive?
It is consequence wait,
totally
time.
What?
You're both going to the isolation cooler.
Wait a minute. I didn't get one wrong.
Yeah, fine. Well, if I were to ask Eugene to tell me what pi is to the 35th digit, what would he say?
I don't know.
Okay, now you got one wrong and you're going to the isolation cooler.
I am not.
And I think I'll go try to get in four words with this talker
that
lady. That'll be
my
awesome.
Answer. It wasn't my answer for him. It was my answer for me. I don't
said.
Know.
You
I don't know what that is, so I don't know
something.
What you say.
Hi, my name...
Hello, I'm Evelyn. I'm from out of town, Muskegon, Michigan.
Okay.
Actually, I technically live in this little town outside of Muskegon,
yeah.
But no one's ever heard of it, so I just say Muskegon. Have you ever been up to that area before?
In four words,
if you ever go, you need to swing by the Muskegon Historical Museum.
Okay.
I've actually never been there myself, but from what I hear, it's actually lovely.
Porcupine Pinata's Fandango?
It's brick, actually, a deep red brick. And it looks so historic.
Right.
Like one of the Kennedys used to speak there before
sure.
they died.
Okay.
Are all the Kennedy's dead.
Oh, you know,
there's still that one around, isn't there?
Asterisk, marshmallow, jurisdiction, Heimlich!
What was that?
I did it! Four words! That was... That was 7!
Oh, I once met a woman who taught the Heimlich maneuver. Yes, we were in a snail restaurant in Baltimore.
Woo!
I know what you're thinking. Yes, I do. Snail restaurant. But I'm telling you, it was quite the funny
It's cold in here.
Hence the name Cooler.
And it's your fault we're in here, calling me fat.
Now, Miss Kendall, I never called you fat.
Well, you implied it.
You're not fat in the least bit.
Really?
Really.
Well, thank you.
And I apologize for giving you any indication that I felt that way.
Apology accepted.
Good.
Maybe we should just forget about this game.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Good. It's over then.
You see, I merely meant that you're larger than you used to be. But that trend comes with age.
What?
Well, you have gained some weight. You do eat ice cream frequently.
I need to test it for freezer burn.
6 times a day?
Oh, at least I don't get mistaken for a tree sapling like some people.
That dog was partially blind.
I still can't believe how insensitive you are, Eugene.
Insensitive? Ooh, look, ice cream. Better check for freezer burn.
This game is back on, buddy.
I welcome the challenge, or lack thereof.